Hare Krishna. Any questions?
First question from our devotees.
Okay.
Vaishnavarnati Chakrabarti says, Bhakti has...
Vishwanath Chakrabarti.
Sorry. Vishwanath Chakrabarti.
Vishwa.
Vishwa.
Nath.
Nath.
Chakrabarti. Okay.
Vishwanath Chakrabarti says, Bhakti has two sprouts. We have rules and
has
regulations.
Has two?
Sprouts.
Sprouts? Like... Okay.
We have rules and regulations and Raga Bhakti, spontaneous service.
Uh-huh.
So in our line, we are said to follow Raga Bhakti. But how can we do that if we are not actually on that level?
Then I guess you have to follow somebody who knows what they're doing. I mean, that's the answer. The answer is in the question. Then you have to follow a Raga Marg Bhakta, or, you know, representative of that. That's our Guru Varga. It's a mysterious thing, because as Srila Guru Maharaj says, well, Rupa Goswami, first of all, with Guru Maharaj as a preface, Agyata Sukriti to Gyata Sukriti, then Shraddha, Sarusanga, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, etc. So, but in summary, Guru Maharaj says, a genuine devotee will never think that they have achieved Anartha Nivritti. Right? That they are, however we want to render that, free from unwanted things or impurities or free from misconception. It's, you see, it runs counter to what we understand to be Vaishnava culture. How can a Vaishnava think that they're like that? Mahaprabhu himself saying, na prema gandasti darapi mehoro. Also mentioned in Charitamritam Madhya Leela. About Krishna prem, Jambunada hema. Says Krishna Prem is like the legendary gold of heaven. That's what pragmatic philosophers would say. Well, we can't verify that. Let's not believe in that. We can't. We don't know. But devotee, aspiring devotee, means someone who's taking their cues from revealed truth. That's everything for us that Krishna is kindly, mercifully revealing himself, willing to reveal himself. So, we heard long ago Srila Prabhupada quote that verse, Yasya deve pura bhakti tata deve tata guru tasya iti katita hyarta prakashante mahatmana. It's generally easier to have faith in, you know, God, or the Word of God, the revealed truth, the scriptures. But we think of the devotee as being in a secondary position. One might think like that in the beginning. Right? We'll think, well, the deity Deha dehi vibhedo yam nesvare vidite kvachit. It's Krishna himself. And then there's this devotee, and we're showing respect to them. Guru Maharaj himself said that when he first came, and I understand you have to adau Gurvashvaya, Rupa Goswami is saying in the beginning, you take shelter of Guru and then proceed from there. And Guru Maharaj said he was thinking privately, then one day my heart's inner hankering for direct contact with Krishna will be satisfied. So, if Krishna, his devotees, say you have to move this way and go in this direction, then we'll happily consent and do all those things. But someday my heart's inner hankering for direct association with Krishna will be satisfied. And he liked to give credit to his godbrothers who are helping him, deepening his faith and devotion to Srila Saraswati Thakur. I mean, these are things that he has said. And so sometimes praising things that he imbibed from Professor Sanyal, where he gave a Vyas Puja talk, the gist of which was, what do we know of Krishna? He's praising Guru, and as Radharani's delegation, we only know you. Just like sometimes people might criticize the Western devotees or the neophyte devotees, or but Gurudev would defend them, like in ISKCON, saying, we just know Prabhupada. And sometimes Gurudev would say, that is their ticket. Like that type of devotion, the Srila Prabhupada, like, we just know Prabhupada, we don't know anything else. It can sound, you know, fervent, earnest, sincere. There's another side, it can sound myopic or fanatical or whatever, but Gurudev, he liked it. Because he's such a Vaishnava, it gave him joy. Even if sometimes Srila Prabhupada's disciples were being unfair with him or inconsiderate, he was impressed by this type of single-mindedness. What is it called elsewhere? Ekantiki. Huh? Chastity. He would describe himself as one master dog. Like Milo's not a one master dog. Anybody who's ready to go with his program, he's ready for that. He has a master. What is his name? Samit? Or Samit. That's his master, actually. So he does have a master. But he's like, you know, available for walks, snacks, you know. I like him, but I mean, I observe him. Very independent. He did not transfer his autonomy. He's not initiated. So we're being generous with him. We're not holding him to that standard. I mean, he hasn't been formally initiated. Sishas teham sarithvam, sarithvam mam tvam prapanam. Arjun is confused, but he transfers his autonomy, the decision-making, to Krishna, This is something that is anathema to the Western mind, to modern people. They just cannot accept this idea. But if we see, you know, if you're like learning violin, right? When you go to the violin teacher, you should just do everything they tell you to do and believe in it 1,000%. You shouldn't be going, you know, actually, I picked up a few things before I met you that you might be interested in. That's not the way to approach. Or you say, you know, I'm thinking, could I hold it a different way? No. You know, it's really like hurting my chin. My friends, my Russian friends who run the music conservatory, the wife, Ira, she has a violinist chin after playing for, you know, so many years. So you're the student, the aspiring servitor saying, should wholly give themselves over for like the famous makeover. To be remade is the best. Sometimes Prabhupada's disciples, their parents would come to see them and they'd see, I mean, because the devotees were such fanatics, and I mean that in a good way, they wouldn't stop even while their parents were there. They'd keep doing like what their seva is. And in some instances, the parents were like astonished. They said, at home, we can't get him to do anything. And here, he's like constantly, you know, doing good things. So the transfer of autonomy. We think that means like we're like, yeah, I'm ready to do that, as long as it goes your way. Right? Krishnanushilanam, we think means doing what I like to do for Krishna. That's Krishnanushilana Sangha. Me doing what I like to do in Krishna consciousness. But you know, Gurudev was very tolerant with us. He would press himself on his own tolerance sometimes and say, well, because Guru Maharaj was so tolerant with me, therefore I must be. Now this, because once in Lakhta in Petersburg, we were in a situation just that I felt was intolerable. Some girl spouting upasiddhantic things that I just, what's the word, gritting your teeth. I keep looking over at Gurudev and he's like looking at me and she's, then when she finished and she left, I said, Maharaj, I said, I can't believe it, you're so tolerant. And he said, no, I was thinking you're tolerating, so therefore I was tolerating. He said, no, I was looking at you thinking, you're I can't, this is, you know. Then I felt good, like, oh, at least he felt it was intolerable also. So, but why did I say this? There's a reason. The transfer of autonomy. What was the original question? Oh, about the two sprouts. Right, so Guru Maharaj will say, until the raga side of things is real, then you're bound, and what is it? Svajatya, Snigde, anyway, it's Rupa Goswami. You know that, Dinasraya? This Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Sloka. Sajatiya, something, Snigdhaya, saying, until that flow is naturally, spontaneously expressed, then you shall be regulated by the scriptures. So then if we add this too, a devotee will never think they've achieved anartha nivritti. You'll come to Gurudev's, Srila Govinda Maharaj's determination, where he said, and I thought this is really beautiful, if you can understand it. He said, Guru Maharaj's opinion is, even if you're qualified, you shouldn't do it. That makes it really clear. So you don't have to play this game about whether or not you're qualified or you're not. Oh, he's talking about the gold in heaven. It doesn't exist here. That doesn't mean it doesn't exist. The Bhagavatam, I remember reading that. I think it's in the fifth canto. On some heavenly planets, there are mangoes the size of elephants. Like I read today, a whale's heart can be the size. Yeah. Anyway, on this planet. But elephant-sized mangoes are described in Svargaloka. And then, but they're still like heavy and gravity takes, and then they drop on the ground. And they're full of juice, like a lot of juice, not so much pulp. And so when a lot of them drop on the ground, they make mango rivers, like a river of mango juice. And the sides of that river turn into gold. Do you believe that? It's in the Bhagavatam. It's true. It's such a beautiful thing. I mean, it's there for a reason. And Guru Maharaj says Bhagavatam is about rasa and ontology. So what we can, and Mahaprabhu says it, Jambu Nada, he's talking about it in his Radha Bhava Subhalita. Bhava Dyuti Subhalita Nomi Krishna Sarupam. So he's saying, it's like that. You can hear about it and understand its possibility, but it's not a thing of this world. And what we want is not a thing of this world. That, and therefore, Guru Maharaj is saying, even if you're qualified, don't. That's the best. And we heard that, ironically, in the beginning from Srila Prabhupada saying, and in quoting Rupa Goswami, means Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu somewhere saying that, still, and it's that line where it says, even if someone has become that, the Raga Marg Bhakta, they still follow the scriptures. Why? Because all of us will imitate them and go to hell, become sahajya, imitationists. Like in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, and we've seen them, they have them here in this country too, but in snake charmers, they have a basket with some cobras, and they get out the flute or shanai or whatever, and the snakes come out. And the way they do it in India is they have the snakes, they're right in front of you, and they won't put them away unless you give them some money. That's how they get the donations. You know, the people go, okay. And they go like, what? Okay. 5 rupees. And the cobra is there going, 5 rupees. Then you figure, why not give 5 rupees? Anyway, they have a snake charmer there. Haridas Thakur is walking by, and in his plane, Namacharan, when he sees these snakes, they remind him of Ananta Shesh. And in a deep way. So he enters a state, a divine ecstatic state. He falls on the ground. His body starts displaying ecstatic symptoms. He's seeing Ananta. Balaram, Ananta. And afterwards, when he comes out of this ecstatic, local people, they're taking his feet dust. They realize they're in the presence of a great Vaishnava, a great, you know, one of these Siddha Purush, Mahapurush, great divine liberated soul. But there's, we're told, an envious Brahmin watching all of this. He's saying, I can do that. What he did, I can do that. I can do it better than he did. So he becomes ecstatic, falls on the ground, and does his routine. As Rupa Goswami warns in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there are those who are sentimental by nature. They cry, you know, over a beer commercial, brings tears to their eyes. And when they hear Bhagavatam or about Krishna, he's saying, they're not genuine devotees. Other type, actors. Let me see, the professional actors, they can say, in this scene, this happened, and then you break down crying. They go, all right, you know, speed, action, you know, you go, and real, and tears fall out of their, I mean, they, it's amazing. Right at the exact point, the focus puller's there, you see the tear like come down from their face on the perfect word. I mean, they're expert at it. Rupa Goswami saying, not like that. That's not devotion. It's not real. So that Brahmin, he puts on a show, an act. And the people, they're kicking him and beating him. And he's thinking, what? When he did it, you're taking his feet dust and everyone's bowing. Now I'm doing it. Because they may have been simple-hearted, but they weren't fools. So, not to mislead the non-liberated section. So the superior devotees, they're suppressing ecstatic emotions and feelings. We found it interesting that, you know, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, the Prayojan Tattva Acharya, it's a famous work, Bilapakusamanjali. And we see from there the type of slokas selected by Sahajiyas and the type selected by Saraswati Thakur and Guru Maharaj. And one in particular comes to mind. It expresses service aspiration. Right? Not about other things. Service aspiration. Ashabare amrita sindhu mayi katanchit kalo mayati gamita kila sampratamhi tvam chet kripam mayi Nidashashri, naiva kimme, prane vrajena chabororu bakarenapi. Raghunath Das Goswami expressing that, and Gurmer saying, summary, here he's indicating why is Prayojan Tattva Acharya, the goal, the fruit, the target. Here he indicates that ultimately, and it's back to the original point made by Sanyal, our focus is on Radha Dasyam. serving the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, not a direct relationship with Krishna, not direct association with Krishna. And then some of them might think, or the mundane mind will think, oh, well then that'll always be something less than, like it's some sacrifice that's being made. But rather, the spiritual experts understand the inverse. Hladani Shakti Karan Pushti, Lila Pushti in Krishna. Srimati Radharani, if Krishna is Rasaraj and she is Mahabhav, the highest expression of Krishna Prem, means she can extract the most rasa from Krishna. So a finite jiva soul in direct connection with Krishna, how much can they exchange? How much can they extract? But she, Mahabhav Swarupini, Radha Thakurani, she can extract on an equal level of Krishna, predominating moiety, predominated moiety. The supreme male part, supreme female counterpart. She can extract the whole of Krishna. So those who are serving her, they get infinitely more than would be possible by direct contact, leading Guru Maharaj to conclude. In time, I realized the Vaishnava is everything. The Vaishnava is everything. Nirmatsaranam satam. Guru Maharaj said, yeah, we can, if we have some understanding of Krishna, Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarva, he owns everything, he created everything, controls everything, everything's meant for his enjoyment, ahang hi sarva yagyanam, bhokta cha prabhu revata, he's the Lord. Okay, we understand that. Guru Maharaj said, that's not the test. The test is how you see the devotees of Krishna. Tasmai deyam tato grajam sa pujo cha yatayaham. Krishna says, they're equal to me. However you deal with me, that they can sleep in my bed, they can eat my food, they can do anything and everything I do. Right? And if someone took that to the extreme, we'll say, Ekala Ishwara Krishna arsa britya. Baladev Seva, even from within his heart for Krishna. But Tasmai Deyam Tato Grajam Sa Pujo Cha Yatayaham. They are as worshipable as I am. Mad Bhakta Puja Abhyadika. And the worship of the devotee takes precedence over my worship. Hare Krishna. So, Guru Maharaj's opinion is, we'll never think that we've achieved that. That will run counterintuitive to Vaishnava culture. And it's also for safety that by continuing to follow the path of Vidhi Marg as far as possible, it will set a good example and prevent one from developing the ego that they've got something. And really what we're told is, no, it's not ignoring rules and regulations or not following them, but rather that no rule or regulation should come to restrict the natural flow of devotion from the heart. That's the idea. And so we see our Guru Varga, they're, for the most part, following everything the whole of their lives as far as possible. Health willing, age permitting, that kind of thing. They're following to show the proper example. There are devotees in the spiritual world in Dasya Rasa who, when Krishna came out from subduing Kaliya, and everyone so happened, they went, and some of the coward boys, a little bit in a lower position, they felt in their hearts, they wanted to embrace Krishna, like hug him, but they like stopped. Thought it was too much. They're right there in Goloka Vrindavan. It's very sweet. Vasudeva and Devaki, after when they're in chains and Krishna just killed Kamsa, they also wanted to embrace him, but Aishwarya again, more consciousness of Krishna's divinity came, and they were a little more awestruck, and it was suppressing their paternal sentiments. On the other hand, nothing could suppress the paternal sentiments of Nanda and Yasoda, including Nanda saying, he may be God. All right, I get it. He's God himself. Still, he's my son. Different type of devotion. Very intense Nanda Yashoda. Hare Krishna. Look how humble the Brajagopis are. I mean, and we just celebrated the month of Kartik, Damodar. They're doing the Katyayani Vrat. They made a deity of Katyayani on the sands of the Jamuna, and they do some puja, and they're eating. What were they eating? Like, sometimes it says Havishan, other times Kichuri, but like, I can just hear Gurudev say, I'm thinking that Kichuri was very nice. I'm sure it was. Eaten by the Brajagopis, but simple for their vrat, you know. And they're praying that upon the completion of the vrat, that someday Krishna will be their husband. You say, you're Brajagopi, you don't need to do any of this stuff. You don't need to follow anything. You have the purest Krishna prema in your hearts. But we see they're doing all kinds of things. They're not full of themselves. Actual devotees think that they are unqualified. Or disqualified. That when Krishna goes to Mathura and Uddhava is sent to assuage the pain of separation in the hearts of the Brajagopis, they're thinking that we are simple village girls, cowgirls, and now Krishna's like with these sophisticated women in Mathura, they know how to speak and a high-class way, and they wear really nice clothes. They're thinking of all these kind of things. They're thinking, like, after being with them, probably he doesn't even remember us. Probably forgot all about us. Some say that. Then others have another opinion. They think, those women are nothing. They can't compare. Can they give him happiness like we did here in Braja? No comparison. Guru Maharaj said, when in the Kurukshetra meeting, Radharani and Brajagopis and queens of Dwarka, Krishna, all of that. At one point, they've heard of Rasa Leela. They would like to see it. And they have a Rasa Leela, and everyone is astonished. And Radharani says, "That was nothing. You should see the original." They can, the who say that? That's Ashavare Amrita Sen. He's saying, "I have some aspiration to serve you." That's the sloka that Saraswati Thakur Gaur said, would cry uncontrollably, venting that sloka to his confidential circle, who suppressed even, you know, a tear in his eye that might come in ordinary discussion. He was a proofreader for Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I've seen one of the Life and Precepts books that they put the family, like someone would paste the picture on the front page, and then they sent them to one to McGill University in Canada. Anyway, Saraswati Thakur was proofreader. So in Gaudiya Math, he'd go through the press, look at some galley proofs, like that. And Guru was told, one of the senior devotees there, Solomon, he was just reading something in one of the galley proofs, and different types of ecstatic transformation started, like in waves going over his divine form. That they could detect that. But he's suppressing. But that same person, when singing the Vilasakusha Manjali of Raghunath Das Goswami, expressing his heart's inner aspiration for the service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, that brought him to tears. That made him wail and lament. We do not want to imitate them. We want to serve their servant's servant. If we can get that, we're very fortunate, beyond what we can imagine. And all good fortune will come to those who serve the servants of the servant of the Supreme Lord and his devotees. Reading, hearing about all the super servitors, that should be enough to for us to acknowledge internally future prospect potential, reality potential, which will only be achieved by becoming an exclusive servitor. That's the focal point. In other words, to discuss Raga Marg, Raga Bhakti, when Guru Maharaj says, we have trouble discerning the difference between our mind and our intelligence. And I want to say, we got the Paramatma world in our fist. He doesn't like it. He doesn't approve. In fact, Guru Maharaj goes so far as to say, if you think that you are Krishna conscious, he said, you're finished. He doesn't say, that's not the best way to be thinking. He just says, you're finished. So from time to time, because others address us as devotees of Krishna, we might think that we are. But the fact of the matter is, our good fortune is we have connection with those whom we understand to be genuine devotees of Krishna. And that's the only known method, actually. So we can be optimistic. Say, oh, because of our Guru Varga, it's all possible. It may seem impossible. It may seem unlikely. But our faith is in them and their ability to transform us through service. What is the Sanatan Goswami sloka? Yata kanchanam jati kangshena. Talks about bell metal being transformed into gold. That's said to be diksha, the effects of diksha. Dibyam gyanam yato dadyat kuryat papa sashangshayam. Relief from what is other than Krishna and coming in connection substantially with Krishna through his divine agents. Stanaistita shrutigatam tanuban manobhir. By hearing, we can hear. The books are full of statements from Raga Bhaktas. So we hear how they address Krishna, how they behave with Krishna. And by repeatedly hearing that, it will awaken some appreciation with them. They say, oh, we like to hear that. Jata swada matkatasu nirvina sarva karmasu veda dukha makan kamam prityage pyanisra. Even though dirty things remain for some time, still, jata swada matkatasu. We like to hear about Krishna and his loving servitors and their pastimes and interaction. If we keep doing that faithfully, and serving under the guidance of Guru and Vaishnav, then gradually the anarthas will vanish. Although the devotee will never think that, it will happen. Prabhupada liked that sloka, nashta prayesha vadreshu nityam bhagavati sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtake. Says, nashta prayeshu abhadreshu. The abhadras, same kind of thing. And then, like there's, what do you call it? The tipping point. It doesn't have to be 100%. You know what tipping point is? Means where when something, you know, it tips in a particular direction, it does that before it achieves 100. So that sloka addresses the tipping point. So we're hopeful on account of our spiritual connections, remaining faithful, chaste to the lotus feet of Guru and Vaishnav. If we can, then by heart's affection will be drawn into their plane. We don't like ourselves without them. We become like that. We don't like ourselves without the grace of Guru and Vaishnav and all these things that we hear. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also talks about this. In the 10th canto, his commentary there, that saying, really, and it's something we know too, there are so many descriptions of Krishna, and we chant the holy name, all of these things that we do. And he's talking about those in the neophyte position. He's saying, so by hearing, it's not like they're really seeing Krishna, but paraphrasing, he's saying, but they're getting there, and they will. There'll be a time when it'll be very, I remember in art class, the pictures look flat, and then the teacher explains to you perspective, vanishing horizon, like all these things that you think you're still, it's flat and you're looking, and but you're hearing, showing, they're seeing, showing, hearing, questioning, all these things going on. And then at a certain point, it's as if the painting goes 3D and suddenly you're looking at a masterwork and realizing, oh, all that hearing, all of that, it had a cumulative effect. Now there's depth. Something like that, except we're talking about reality and infinite depth. And these paintings, you can go inside them and participate. They're living. But we're happy with what has been given to us. Actually, in one sense, everything is just a question of our ability. When Guru Maharaj says, dive deep into reality, he sometimes quotes the Chaitanya Bhagavat, where Vrindavana says, these pastimes are oceanic in depth, or like the infinite sky, according to the ability of the bird flying in that sky. Rupa Goswami uses the ocean example, the aquatics that are capable of swimming deep into the ocean. Some on the surface, some a little bit, some very, very deep. So it's there. It's just a question of development of faith. Krishna Bhakti Janma Mool Hoi Sadhu Sangha. And same thing for Krishna Prem. Superior association. The association and service of superior devotees results in the transference of that sort of devotion into the heart of the servitor. When I asked Srila Gurudev for some help in understanding the a particular Chaitanyastakam of Rupa Goswami, the sloka, and like, Sada Pasya Srimandrita Manujakai Pranayitam Bahadbi Girvane Girisha Parameshti Prabhritibi Svabhaktevyam Sudham Nijabhajanam Upadisham Sat Chaitanya Kime Punar Apidashor Yashadipadam. And then there's many, there's three groups. Anyway, he helped me understand something. Oh, and then I was saying, oh, when did you learn these? He said, I never studied them. And I was a little perplexed. Oh, but you just express so beautifully the meaning. And He said, oh, I am a servitor of Srila Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj, he's singing these every day when he bathes. So he said, I'm in his room gathering his clothes, cleaning, and Guru Maharaj is taking the water going, you know, Raso Dama Kamar Buddha Madura Damojula Tanur Jatinam Utangshustadani Vidyoti Vasana Hiranyanam Lakshmi Bhagavan, etc. And I'm hearing. So I thought, oh, this is the example of what we're told. But you serve, and what is in the heart, it's being transferred to the servitor. Tene Brahma Hrida, the heart-to-heart transaction. From the heart of Krishna to the heart of the devotee to the heart of the servitor of that devotee. That's really Guru Parampara. And that's how Raga Bhakti is transferred. Janmakoti Sukritarna Labhyate. Not by 10 million lifetimes of doing the right thing or a particular procedure, something procedural. But lolyam, when that particular type of hunger, hankering, is transferred from the heart of one who has such hunger and hankering, genuine, then it's awakened in the heart of the servitor. And that's very fortunate for us, because as Guru Maharaj is saying to him, Kshiti Lidhi Raga Radhya Radhe Sadvani Vilasatu Hridi Nityam Bhakti Siddhanta Vani. He eased, slackened things for Vaikuntha Vritti for our section. It's his mercy. Hare Krishna. Hari Harayu Namo Krishna.